We think it is the best innovation ever to happen, where people vote at a particular polling station and their names appear only on the voters' roll pertaining to the polling station. The current situation where your name appears in your ward, there can be 7 senders in your ward, so your name will be appearing on 7 polling stations. You can vote on all the 7 polling stations. So the innovation where your name only appears at one polling station is very good. No one can cheat. There is no guarantee that the ink which is used cannot be disposed of by using advanced chemicals. So the best way will be just choose a polling station where you want to vote, and you register at that polling station and you vote at that polling station, then there's no cheating. It's the fairest way of getting a credible election.
Mr. Gonese, as the MDC, are you worried? Do you have any, you know, doubts about these new electoral amendments that are being proposed?
I think one is to look at the current environment that we are living in. One is to look at the incidents of violence that we have had. One is to look at the culture of intolerance, which we still have. So obviously, something like that has to be looked in context. Obviously, in an ideal world where everything happens peacefully, we have no problem with that. But we are looking at the Zimbabwe of today. And in the Zimbabwe of today, there's been a lot of violence, particularly in rural areas. And as a result, we are not comfortable with that arrangement at all. We would prefer a situation where, since the elections are ward-based, if you are voting for your councillor, your member of parliament, in any other election, if it is based on the basis of a ward, if that ward has got several polling stations, we believe that the voter should be entitled to vote at any particular polling station within the same ward to avoid the intimidation which is rife. Because when you've got several centers, it's much easier that way. We've also had situations where people have been displaced and they've been very afraid to go back to their places of origin where they are registered as voters. At least if you've got more than one polling station where you are registered, then it's much easier for that person to try to choose someone where they can feel safer and where they can then exercise their right to vote. As regards the allegations of cheating, I don't think it has actually been established that there is any multiple voting. Our problems in the past, we've centered around issues of intimidation, issues of violence. That is what has marred our elections. People have made the various allegations, which in my view are quite spurious, that you can remove that thing. And after all, you'd be having a voter roll where someone's name is actually cancelled. So even if someone is successfully able to remove the ink, when you try to do the cross-checking, you can then ascertain clearly that this person has voted more than once, and that person can be arrested and they can be charged in terms of the law. So as a result, I don't think that the fear of cheating would warrant heavy polling station based voters at this particular point in time when we still have good intolerance in our country.
Yes, Mr. Mangwana.
I've listened to Honorable Gonese's argument, but there are other means we should be used to deal with issues of political violence. There are other means we should be used to deal with intimidation. We must all agree that the mere fact that people have got numerous areas where they can vote does not stop intimidation. It does not stop violence. We want to deal with the issue of the credibility of an election, the avoidance of electoral challenges. There have been so many claims about ghost voters voting. So once you do a polling-based polling station, the number of people who vote at a particular polling station is so few, you would know who is still existing and who is dead. In any event, a voter has a right to choose the polling station where he or she wants his or her vote. And that can still be a secret. So no one can know where I have decided to go and vote. So the question of intimidation does not exist. But to rely on the ink, to rely on the cancellation of the name, your name will be cancelled at the polling station, but your name will not be cancelled at the next polling station. You can now move and go and vote at another polling station. The ink, it can be removed by chemicals that proven it before. And the Honorable Gonese gave him an example of an election in Kadoma where people were using jik to remove that ink, and that indelible ink is not sufficient proof of an inability to vote twice.
Mr. Gonese, what would be the best arrangement if this is not a good idea for you as the MDC?
No, what we've said is that the current arrangement is actually what is most appropriate in the current political environment. Our main problem is that there is no commitment, there is no goodwill. You will find that my colleagues, they said that there are other ways of dealing with intimidation, other ways of dealing with political violence. But at the end of the day, if you are not having a consistent message, if you don't have sincerity, you will never be able to deal with those problems. Whether I was just giving an example, where on the official opening day of Parliament, where the situation where the head of state was talking about speech, but right outside, in Africa Unity Square, people were being beaten up, where the situation where a portfolio committee was trying to conduct public hearings, and in the presence of the police, there was a lot of violence, including an assault on a member of Parliament. So I'm saying that in the current political environment, it's quite clear that there are certain people who have not yet grasped the full idea of plurality, who don't appreciate what it means to have multi-party democracy, who are intolerant, who still believe that they've got a divine right to rule. As long as you've got such people, it's going to be very, very difficult to ensure that you deal with problems of intimidation, problems of violence. When you look at it at the end of the day, when you have looked at all the electoral challenges we've had, they've never been centered around multiple voting by any particular individual who has been able to remove the invisible. If you look at the electoral challenges which went to court, some of them were eventually withdrawn, but if you look at the basis of those challenges, it was never on the basis that people were voting more than once. It was on the basis of other allegations. So obviously we need as a country to deal firstly with this problem, and once we deal with it, when we've got a peaceful environment, then at that particular point in time, it would then be appropriate to use our polling station test voter so. But what I'm saying is that at this point in time, that is not the appropriate thing to do. And again, I want to point out that the fact that somebody is known to have been registered at a particular polling station makes it much easier for those persons who are threatening, who would be threatening to ensure that either they don't come to vote at all, or even if they do vote, they do vote when they are really under fear and in such a way that they are not able to freely exercise their right to vote. But when you've got it wrong, you are saying polling stations which are scattered about, this one can then choose the option to go somewhere else where they feel more comfortable. But because those who have been displayed in their homes, at least they know that within a particular ward, they are free to go somewhere else.
Mr. Mangwana, some in ZANU-PF are saying that this is an a GPA issue that should not be discussed in Parliament. What is your take?
Well, yes, that is the argument. Of course, that's the issue is that Parliament still has its role to legislate. But as you know, we use a parliamentary whipping system. Once the parties have agreed and adopted a certain measure, their members of Parliament are expected to follow the direction given by the principals. That's the way we have adopted Amendment number 19 after the GPA. Everybody was asked to conform without debate, although not everyone was going to agree with the reform. But because it was a GPA matter, we had to agree on it.
Looking at this issue of Zimbabwe's voters' role, which many agree that is in tatters, is there a role for new technology in Zimbabwe's election right now?
Unfortunately, our system has not advanced that far. We think with time we'll come to the stage of electronic voting. Once the whole country is e-governed, then it's easy. One will not be able to vote twice. But we are now using a manual system where a person can move from one polling station to the other and still vote as long as he can find a way of dealing with the indelible ink. It is not proof enough to avoid fraud, to avoid cheating. But I'm also saying that the issue of voting at numerous polling stations does not deal with intimidation and violence. We must have political commitment to deal with intimidation and violence. We must be all focused on having a credible election at the end of the day. And that's a task we face as all political parties.
Yes, Mr. Gwene, your take?
Yes, I believe that the Honorable Mangwana is right on the ball when he says that we must have that political commitment. But what I have observed is that we don't seem to be having it from certain quarters. It is quite clear that there are certain people who don't believe in multi-party democracy. There are certain people who actually believe that they are entitled to rule this country forever because they fought for it as far as they are concerned. So, at the end of the day, that is where our problem lies. That is at the epicenter of our problem, that there are certain people who have not grasped the culture of tolerance, the culture of diversity. As regards the other issues relating to the technology, yes, obviously in due course, that is the right way to go and vote electronic voting. You then at least minimize the chances of manipulation with the manual system. But again, that is something perhaps for the future. But as of now, I think we'll deal with what is our immediate problem. And our immediate problem is that we need to have free and fair elections where people are able to exercise their rights freely. And then lastly, on the issue of the role of parliament, I still believe that we have to be sensitive to the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe. We must listen to what the people are saying, so that even as political parties, we can revisit some of the issues which would have been negotiated, so that at the end of the day, we make what is best, what is good law, not just for the present, but for future generations as well.